الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. In some advices which Maulana Saleem Taurat, Damat Barakatum of UK, Leicester, gave to students, one of the things that he mentioned that is a rukawat, a blockage for students to progress, is when they get involved in la ya'ni, fuzul, unnecessary things. Whether it is a thing which is of no benefit as far as deen is concerned or as far as dunya is concerned. When we get involved in such things, which are like talking a lot, sitting together, discussing, talking, etc. So these things then make a person block, causes a great blockage. Further than that, as far as our eating is concerned also. We need food, we eat, but when we indulge in all other things also, all other types of food also, all things which are not necessary, and we get involved a lot into eating, that is also fuzul, la yani, it is unnecessary. Pai Abdul Wahab Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, used to say that to have a cup of tea is not a problem. After mutala, everything, you have a cup of tea or something. But he said the whole discussion that goes on there, and the time that is wasted on there, and together with that is those who have a habit of smoking, and when a few smokers get together, and the amount of time they waste in there, the smoking itself also is totally wrong. There is harm in it, great harm in it, of money, of time, of health, of everything, character, and then the talking that takes place there, that again is very, very harmful. So all these things a person should try and avoid. La yani, as far as our clothing is also concerned. And somebody brought it to my notice and asked me to say that the madrasa uniform, we know what it is, the kurta, which is between the knee and the ankle, and then the slit, which has to be there, but there are students now who are wearing the other kind clothes. The long kurta, or underneath they are wearing other clothes, etc. Or on a Friday, on a Sunday, they are wearing other clothes. So anyway, la yani is all that other, and with this other clothing, especially the long kurta, the person who brought it to my attention told me that they are cut also, the design of it is also like tight fitting, like women who wear clothes to reveal their body. The clothing, even the cloak, is tight fitting. So it's not loose on the body. Whereas clothing should be loose. And then many of this other clothing has got all the designs, the design here on the shoulder, or on the sleeve a little bit, or this collar button here is a different color, all this kind of things. The uniform of the madrasa is a plain white kurta, with nothing else on it, plain white kurta. And it should be preferably the length of it between the knee and the ankle, and with a slit in it. That is the kurta. So anyway, all this la yani, and it is in many other things also. And this causes a great blockage for students, for their progress. And also, students who were present, hopefully all were present for Saturday night, Mona Bilal's bayan. The night of Ahad, Sunday, the night of it, and we saw what a bayan, mashallah. And he just studied, and he said that while we are studying, and if we avoid all this layani and we pay attention to what the ustad have got to say, then inshallah we can also be like that. And many other ustads also, many other students of our madrasa, of other madaris, mashallah, what capabilities haven't they got. So this is one great blockage. Together with that, we want to just say Jazakumullah khairah for all the students. We should have done this last week, who were in khidmat at the time of the Islahi Jalsa. Mashallah, they gave great, great service, and which was appreciated by all. All the mehman who came, they also, and the committee that is in charge of organizing these types of jalsas, they also appreciated it very much. And inshallah, by Allah Ta'ala also, Allah will give the full rewards. May Allah reward everyone. So inshallah, try and think about these points, whatever type of la ya'ani there is. try and avoid it totally, inshallah, in every form. And it is in many more forms. It is for us to apply our mind and then to avoid it, and then we will see how much benefit we get. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.